好，咁咧我哋嘅 break 嘅時間咧就已經過去咗啦。咁咧記住喎，頭先咧喺剛才我諗大家聽完之後咧，都好多問題想問嘅。記住，記住，記低啲問題。咁我哋馬上咧，好快咁樣呢個因間呢個咧，我相信即係冇咁耐嘅啫。咁我哋完成咗呢一個嘅最後一個講座咧，就一次嗰啲問題咧，大家可以即係放馬過嚟啦噶啦嚇。咁我哋咧就事不宜遲啦，我哋請 Dr. Wallace 上台啦，係歡迎 Dr. Wallace。
I think you have a twin in another part of the world, Daniel.
Not you?
No, not you, not me. He lives in another part of the world, and he says exactly the same thing you say, but about a half second later, and there he was.
Right.
Yeah, just about a half second later.
I think his name is Flat Dan.
Okay. You guys didn't get that, never mind.
We're very happy to talk about it.
Finally, the last lecture for this weekend, and I want to thank all of you for being here for so much of this material. I know an awful lot of this is new to you, and it can be scary information to learn about, but I thank you for your patience and for wanting to learn and wanting to honor Jesus Christ by knowing about the Scriptures and how we got our New Testament.
So, 感謝大家咧，即係喺呢幾日嚟咧，好花心機、好花精神咧，去消化一啲好難，亦都係甚至乎係好驚嚇嘅資訊。但係你哋嚟嘅原因，你哋好願意學習嘅原因，係因為你哋好想盡你哋嘅頭腦嘅知識咧，去尊敬我哋嘅主耶穌基督。所以我哋好開心。
So for this last lecture, it's part two of Did the Ancient Church Muzzle the Canon?
最後咧就係、是、最後一段嘅講座咧，就係、是、講到底古代教會咧有冇咧去。
We already talked about how the ancient church discovered what was canonical.
我們已經講了呢,即是,早期的教會呢,怎樣去發現正典。
And now we want to talk about the real story behind the apocryphal gospels.
現在呢,我們就想講就是到底呢,即是這個的,次經的福音書的真正的故事了。
In the early church, there was an impulse to get books written by apostles.
在早期教会里面是觉得有这个使徒性的原著是很重要的。
If you could write a book and say, this is by Apostle so-and-so,
如果你写一本书是说某某使徒这样写的话，
Is there a so-and-so you can say in Chinese?
某某。
No, 某
某。某某。Yep, just say 某某。
Okay, very good. Then you could get that book accepted pretty quickly.
那这本书就认受性很高的会。
Now, I think one of the fascinating things to note about the Gospels is this.
很有趣的关于福音书的就是
They were originally anonymous.
它本身呢其实是无名的。
They were accepted because of the intrinsic authority that they had.
它们呢被接受被认受呢是因为它自己本身内里有一种的权威性。
But later, apocryphal Gospels added the name of the so-called author.
迟些一些次经的福音书就加了一些名字在它们的作者里面。
And I think this may even explain in part why it took time to accept 2 Peter into the canon.
咁呢个咧可以解释到咧，点解咧彼得后书要啲时间先可以被接受喺正典里面
？People were writing all sorts of books under the name of Saint Peter.
因为太多人咧用彼得个名去写啦。
And so the church had to be very, very careful to discern: is this really by Peter?
所以咧教会咧要用一啲时间咧去认证咧，到底呢一卷书系唔系真系彼得写嘅咧？
Scores of books, besides the 27 in the New Testament, were attributed to apostles and their associates.
大量嘅书，除咗我哋喺正经里面嘅廿七本书咧，都系用咗使徒嘅名或者佢啲嘅亲信嘅名。
We have things like the Gospels of Thomas and Mary and Philip and Peter and Bartholomew and many others.
例如多马福音、马利亚福音、腓力福音、彼得福音、巴多罗马福音等等。
We have the Acts of Peter and Paul's letter to the Laodiceans and the Revelation to Saint Peter and 3 Corinthians.
例如彼得行傳啦，彼得啟示錄啦，保羅寫俾老底嘉嘅信啦，提摩呢個哥林多三書。
Some of these apocryphal books we only know about because church fathers mention them。
有啲嘅次經嘅書咧，我哋真係只係透過啲教父先知嘅啫。
But others we actually do have。
其他咧我哋真係有嘅。
So let me remind you again of the criteria for canonicity。
又再提一提翻呢個嘅正典嘅一個嘅範疇啦。
And these are the criteria by which the church discovered what was orthodox, what was canonical.
記住係呢個係早期教會發現嘅一樣嘢。
It's apostolicity, orthodoxy, catholicity.
使徒性、正統性、大公性。
That was good. It rhymed.
Same word.
Okay. So, how did the ancient church view forgeries?
到咧早期教會咧點樣去睇一啲嘅偽造文件咧？
Let me just give some examples quickly.
我可以俾一啲嘅例子。
Paul's letter to the Laodiceans, not the actual one that he mentions in Colossians, but the one we actually do have today.
保罗写俾老底加信，但系嗰唔系咧，喺哥罗西书所讲嘅，不过系另外一份嚟嘅。
It was written sometime in the second century.
喺二世纪中间嘅时候写。
But even our first Orthodox canonist, the Muratorian canon, rejected it.
但系即使咧系我第一份嘅正典嘅书目里面咧，呢、这个嘅穆拉多利嘅书目里面都冇嘅。
And it was a clumsy pastiche of four different Pauline letters, or just kind of sewing these together.
好似系将保罗嘅书信咧，即系黐埋一齐咁解啫。
Third Corinthians is another one that's like this.
哥林多三书又得类似系咁样样。
The author who wrote this book did it because of his love for the Apostle Paul.
作者去写咧，似乎系因为佢对保罗嘅敬仰。
But he was defrocked in the late second century when it was discovered that he did it.
但系咧喺二世纪末咧，佢系被发现咗呢样嘢。
Do you have defrocked? You know what that
means? I think they do. I don't.
So how, what'd you say?
Defraud. 应该点讲啊 ？Defraud， 俾人哋。
He lost his role as a priest.
Oh, okay. Okay. 俾人哋，总之捉咗啦。
And the epistle.
Disqualified. Okay.
Yeah, that's good. Disqualified. That's, I right. should have said that. That must be. Would have been
DQ was in English for us, but anyway.
But I'm trying to make it hard for you too. So.
Okay. Yeah.
The Epistle of Barnabas was viewed as an Orthodox book.
巴拿巴书信咧系被睇为一个正统嘅书嚟嘅。
But it was also seen as a forgery.
但同样咧都系一个伪造嘅文件。
And precisely because it was viewed as not by Barnabas, it was rejected as scripture.
正正因为咧佢系被发现咧唔系由巴拿巴写，佢被因此佢被拒绝。
This is a very important thing for us to consider.
呢个系一个好重要嘅嘢，我哋要去考虑。
Dr. Earl Ellis wrote a book called The Making of the New Testament Documents.
Dr. Earl Ellis 写过呢本咁嘅书，就系新约嘅书卷嘅内容。
And in it, here's what he says.
呢佢写嘅。
In the patristic church apostolic pseudepigrapha, that is forgeries.
喺教父嘅时期嘅教会咧，呢个嘅使徒性嘅伪经或者我哋话托名书信。
You explained patristic church that which you did.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. When discovered, they were excluded from the church's canon.
当佢系被发现咧，系托名书信嘅时候咧，佢哋系喺从呢个正典里面咧除名嘅。
This applied whether or not the pseudepigrapha were orthodox or heretical.
无关乎咧佢嘅内容咧系正统定系异端。
And he continues and says.
佢继续讲。
Oops, he didn't say that.
Oops.
No, he didn't say that. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Okay. The hypothesis of innocent apostolic pseudepigrapha, that's a mouthful, isn't it?
如果假設咧合法嘅使徒性嘅托名書信
appears to be designed to defend the canonicity of certain New Testament writings.
係可以用嚟咧去為一啲新約書信嘅正典性或者佢個權威咧去作為辯護或者護航咧。
That are at the same time regarded as pseudepigrapha.
而同時又係托名嘅書卷。
It is a modern invention that has no evident basis.
这个是一个现代的发明是完全没有任何证据的。
In the attitude or writings of the apostolic and patristic church.
是无论在使徒时期或者是教父时期的教会在他们对于这些态度和在他们写的上面都是没有任何证据。
Now let me put this in simple English and you can put it in simple Chinese.
用人话说呢?
He's saying, if a book was a forgery and the church knew it, they rejected it.
简单地来讲，伪造文件咧，就即系话我哋发现咗咧，一经定罪就会被人拉噶啦。
What did you say?
I said you will be arrested if you're forgeries.
Oh, you're adding a few things, aren't you? Yeah, okay, that's good.
You can arrest me.
Okay. So, how did the ancient forgers view Christ?
咁嗰啲古代嗰啲伪造造假嘅人咧，点样去睇基督嘅咧
？I'm just going to give a few examples.
俾几个例子睇下。
Reading this material is fascinating.
睇下呢啲嘅文件咧，好得意嘅。
It's actually funny.
甚至乎真係好笑嘅，其實。
And the ancient Christians wanted to be amused, just like we do today.
可能咧，早期嘅基督徒咧，都好想好似我哋咁樣去被呢個娛樂嘅。
That's why all of you are texting your friends on iPhone when you should be paying attention to something else.
係啦，你正如你而家喺度 WhatsApp 緊一樣。
So in one of these, The child Jesus turns mud into doves.
呢個好出名噶，就係咧，即係耶穌孩童嘅耶穌咧，將泥咧變做呢一個嘅白鴿。
And in another one, in the infancy gospel of Thomas, this is not the same as the gospel of Thomas. This is the infancy gospel of Thomas.
另外一個咧，唔係多馬福音，不過咧係多馬呢個嘅嬰孩版啦，可以話嬰孩嘅孩童嘅多馬福音。
That was too much.
Sorry.
We read the following.
係咁講嘅。
When a boy accidentally ran into the boy Jesus.
當咧一個男仔咧唔覺意咧，即係走咗走埋耶穌度嘅時候。
Jesus declared, "You shall not go further on your way."
耶穌話：你唔可以咧再行遠啲啦。
And the child immediately fell down and died.
跟住個小朋友即刻跌低死咗。
Some of the villagers complained to Joseph.
有啲嘅村民咧就同約瑟咧去喺度投訴啦。
Asking him to take his family and leave.
叫佢哋全家咧都好離開啦。
Since you have such a child,
你有咁嘅小朋友
，you cannot dwell with us in the village.
你唔可以同我哋喺度住噶。
Or else teach him to bless and not to curse.
一系就叫佢祝福，唔好叫佢咒诅啦。
For he is slain our children.
佢喺度杀紧我啲小朋友。
It's the infant terrible.
呢个嘅系一个魔鬼婴儿嚟嘅。
Would you like a Jesus like that? That if you accidentally knock into him, he kills you?
你想唔想揾咁耶稣咧？你唔觉意撞到佢，跟住就死咗咧
？We don't read anything like that in the New Testament.
喺新约咧，我哋冇见过呢咁嘅嘢嘅。
And here's in the Arabic infancy gospel.
喺阿拉伯文嘅一啲嘅孩童嘅福音。
This is from the 5th or 6th century.
呢个系五六世纪嘅。
One day, the boy Jesus goes into a dyer's workshop and he puts all the cloths into a cauldron that is full of indigo.
一日咧，呢个孩童耶稣咧走咗去一个嘅染布房里边咧，去摆晒所有嘅衫喺一个窝度，个窝里边咧全部都系一啲嘅定青。
This ruins the cloths.
搞到啲衫咧，即系乱晒、污糟晒啦。
When the dyer finds out, he says to Jesus, "What have you done to me, son of Mary?"
当个染布嘅人咧去揾到嘅时候咧，咁佢同耶稣讲啦：玛利亚嘅仔，你做咩咧
？You have ruined my reputation in the eyes of all the people of the city.
你咧去令到我嘅声誉受损，系喺呢个所有人里面。
For everyone orders a suitable color for himself, but you have come and spoiled everything.
咁啊，每个人咧嚟咧系即系去购买一个或者去要一个特别嘅颜料，但系你咧就系做第二样嘢。
But the child Jesus responds,
但孩童耶稣就话啦
"I will change for you the color of any cloth which you wish to be changed."
你要咩颜色我都可以变。
And when Jesus performs this miracle, the villagers are amazed and they praise God.
当耶稣咧去行使呢个神迹咧，大家都好神奇，都好感恩。
But unlike any miracle in the canonical gospels, our real gospels.
但系同其他嘅真正喺福音书里面，即系正典嘅福音书里面唔同嘅就系。
This is one that Jesus did to make up for the trouble he had caused.
呢个系耶稣自己做错嘢咧，然后跟住去改正翻嘅。
Now the most notorious apocryphal gospel is the Gospel of Thomas.
对，可以话最出名或者最臭名远播咧，就系呢一个嘅藏经嘅福音福音书就系多马福音。
It was part of the Nag Hammadi Codices.
系一个拿哥马荣文库或者翻译书里面所揾到嘅。
And it had a number of other books with it that were Gnostic and Platonic. They followed Plato the philosopher.
有好多咧呢个嘅洛斯底嘅文献啦，或者系一啲柏拉图式嘅文献啦，系即系好受柏拉图影响嘅书卷。
These manuscripts were discovered in 1945.
呢啲嘅手抄本咧喺1945年被发现。
And the Gospel of Thomas, it's a 4th century manuscript.
呢个嘅多马福音咧系一个四世纪嘅手抄本。
But it originally dated from, we think, about the 2nd century, AD 120 to 140.
我哋觉得佢应该系120至140年写成嘅。
It's not by Thomas. It's a forgery.
唔系由多马写嘅，系一个嘅伪造嘅。
There is no scholar in the world, as far as I know, who thinks Thomas actually wrote this.
世上我所认知嘅任何学者咧，冇人会觉得系由多马写嘅。
Here's a picture of it, just so you know.
呢个系张相俾你睇下啫。
But here's the interesting thing.
好得意嘅一样嘢系。
Even though there are scholars that think Thomas did not write this.
即使咧有好多嘅学者，全部嘅学者都觉得多马冇写过呢个福音书。
They believe it should go into the New Testament.
佢觉得应该喺新约里面嘅。
So there's this book called The 5 Gospels.
呢个叫做五福音书。
Written by a group known as the Jesus Seminar.
呢个咧系由一班即系呢个嘅类似系耶稣嘅研究会里面咧
，and it has Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Thomas.
有马太、马可、路加、约翰同埋多马。
This group of scholars spent several years trying to determine whether Jesus said something or not.
這個小組是用好幾年的時間去研究到耶穌有沒有說過這些話。
And they used what they called pebbles, colored pebbles,
他用一些有顏色的石仔去決定的,
to decide on whether Jesus said something.
去決定到耶穌有沒有說,真的這樣說過這些話。
And so as they would discuss this, they'd finally vote.
當他決定的時候,他們就投票了。
And if they thought, yes, this is something Jesus said,
如果他們是耶穌是有說過的,
then they'd throw a red pebble into the jar.
他就在瓶裡丟一個紅色的石仔。
If Jesus said something like this, but not exactly these words, they'd throw in a pink pebble.
如果耶穌有說過,不過不是完完全全這樣說過, 就會放粉紅色。
If the words and the thoughts just don't sound like Jesus, but they're not completely sure, they'd throw in a gray pebble.
如果那個是不像耶穌說,但他不太肯定,就是一個灰色的石仔。
And if they were absolutely sure Jesus never said this or thought this, it was a black pebble.
如果肯定耶穌完全沒有說過,就是黑色的。
Now the head of the Jesus seminar was a man named Robert W. Funk.
在耶穌的研究會裡面的主席就是這個Robert Funk。
And I worked with him on another project, not the Jesus seminar.
我跟他曾經在第二些項目裡面合作。
It had to do with Greek grammar.
是跟希臘文的文化有關係的。
And he gave me a set of these pebbles that were actually used by this group.
他送了我這個實版的四個石仔。
So these are my Jesus seminar pebbles.
這個是我這個耶穌研究會的石仔了。
I think I wish I had a few more red ones than what they had.
我希望有多啲紅色嘅。
In the Jesus seminar, they actually had more red material.
在耶穌研究會裡面有比較多的紅色的石仔。
In other words, these are the very words of Jesus.
這些是耶穌所說的。
In the Gospel of Thomas.
在多馬福音裡面呢?
Then they had in the Gospel of John.
或者在約翰福音裡面呢?
The Gospel of Matthew.
這個的馬太福音裡面呢?
Or the Gospel of Mark.
馬可福音裡面。
Only the Gospel of Luke had more red in it than the Gospel of Thomas.
只有路加福音裡面呢,是有比多馬福音呢,是多紅色的。
Now they recognized that this is a later work, a second century work.
但其實呢,這個是一個第二世紀的文獻來的。
How could they think it has more authentic material than the other Gospels?
為什麼二世紀的文獻比一世紀的福音書有更多是耶穌說的話呢?
It doesn't make a lot of sense to me how they came to these decisions.
對我來說,他們做的決定就不太合理。But
let me show you the last logion, or the last saying of the Gospel of Thomas.
我們可以看看多馬福音的最後的主言。
This shows you the kind of thing we see in some of these apocryphal Gospels.
也是我們有時在其他的藏經或者我們刺經的福音書見到的。
By the way, in all of these apocryphal works, you have Jesus talking a lot.
在這些藏經或者刺經的福音書裡,其實是耶穌經常說話的。But
you don't have geographical place names.
但又不知道在哪裡說。You
don't have a chronology of events that take place.
又沒有時序。Because
they don't want it to be verifiable by historical research.
他不想讓你能夠追溯去找到。So
the Gospel of Thomas has 114 sayings by Jesus.
多馬福音有114個主言。
There's not a city or a place ever mentioned in the entire Gospel of Thomas. There's no miracle that Jesus does.
沒有神蹟。
But we do have this. This is interesting.
不過有一個很有趣的part。
At the end of the Gospel, it says the following.
是這樣說的。
Simon Peter said to them,
西門彼得跟他們說,
Let Mary leave us, Mary Magdalene, because women are not worthy of life.
讓抹大拉瑪利亞離開我們,因為女性是不配得生命的。
What do you women think of that?
不知道他怎麼看呢?
Well, Jesus didn't think much of it either.
耶穌就說,
he said, look, I shall lead her
so
that I will make her male
我會帶領她,
in order that she also may become a living spirit resembling you males.
好像你男人一樣,
For every woman who makes herself male
每一個女人令到她成為男人呢,
will enter the kingdom of heaven.
會進入天國。
I can tell you, if heaven just has men in it,
我可以告訴你, 如果天國只是有男人在裡面呢,
I'm not really interested.
我沒什麼興趣的。
That's the Gospel of Thomas, though.
這個是多馬福音來的。
Now, there are some problems with these apocryphal Gospels.
這些藏經的福音書是有些問題的。
As you might have guessed,
可能你都猜到了。
They are late, sometimes even centuries later than the New Testament.
他们很迟，有时迟到是几世纪之后的，新约之后。
And although popular with the masses, church leaders rightfully condemn them as silly.
即使咧，佢系喺大众里边咧好受欢迎啦，但系教会领袖咧系好正确咁样去睇佢哋为古怪嘅。
They usually contain docetic or Gnostic ideas of Jesus. That is, that Jesus is immaterial. He's not flesh.
通常咧，佢哋都系有一啲嘅幻影说或者系洛斯底嘅关于耶稣嘅睇法。
So this is a thing you want to keep in mind about this.
你要记住
，the flesh is evil, but the spirit is good.
如果佢有咁讲，肉体系邪恶，但系咧，灵系好嘅。
The Bible has a much more balanced view of these things.
圣经唔系咁睇嘅。
So here's some other apocryphal books. I'll just quote, read a couple passages to you.
俾你睇下其他嘅藏经书。
In the Acts of John, we read something.
喺约翰行传里面，我睇到。
Sometimes when I meant to touch him, that is Jesus,
有时咧，我想掂耶稣嘅时候
，I met with a material and solid body.
我掂到一个咧肉体嘅身体。
But other times when I felt him,
但有时咧，我哋去感受佢嘅时候咧
，his substance was immaterial and incorporeal.
佢嘅物质咧系佢嘅感受咧系非物质同埋系无形嘅。
Yeah, that's a big word, isn't it?
Yeah.
As if it did not exist at all.
好似佢根本唔存在咁。
And I often wished, as I walked with him,
我成日都谂我好，当我同佢行嘅时候
，to see his footprint,
看佢嘅足印
，whether it appeared on the ground,
到底系咪喺个地下出现咧
？For I saw him, as it were, raised up from the earth.
因为咧，我见到佢咧系即系喺离地嘅。
And I never saw it.
我冇见过足印。
So this is what John was looking for in the Acts of John, an actual footprint by Jesus.
如果大家听过《捉印》呢首歌咧，即系希望阿约翰都想见到嘅。
But he never saw it.
但系佢看不到佢嘅捉印。
That's a Gnostic gospel.
呢个咧系洛斯底嘅福音。
It says material flesh, that's evil.
肉体物质系邪恶嘅。
Spirit is good.
灵系好嘅。
Now the Acts of Paul, this is one of my favorite passages in all of the apocryphal works.
保罗行传呢个系我所有嘅藏经里面我最中意一段嘅经文。
At one point, Paul faces the gaping jaw of a large lion in the Ephesian amphitheater.
有一次咧，保罗咧见到一个大狮子开晒口喺呢个嘅以弗所嘅圆形剧场里面。
Unshaken, the apostle approaches the beast and simply reminds the creature.
完全冇抖震嘅情况之下咧，呢一个嘅使徒咧就走过去呢个野兽里面，然后提醒呢一个嘅动物。
That he had baptized the lion
系佢浸佢嘅。
After the lion uttered his confession of faith, of course
当然啦，系呢个嘅狮子咧去认信之后啦。
Then Paul jumps on the lion and helps him escape。
跟住保罗咧就骑住呢一个嘅狮子就走咗啦。
So instead of this
唔系咁样嘅。
We have this。
但系调翻转系咁样嘅。
Paul baptizing a lion，
保罗浸狮子。
Well, let me give you a conclusion on these apocryphal works。
俾你一啲嘅总结。
The canonical gospels and most of the rest of the New Testament books，
呢个嘅正典里面嘅福音书同埋其他嘅正典嘅书里面咧
，were accepted from the earliest periods。
喺好早期嘅时候已经被接受噶啦。
They were not given to bizarre embellishments。
佢哋冇啲好奇怪嘅修饰或者嘅细节。
And they proclaim Jesus of Nazareth as both man and more than a man.
他们宣认耶稣是人，亦都是超越一个人。
The ancient church accepted books into the canon because of apostolicity, orthodoxy, and catholicity.
古代教会接受书入去正典是因着他们的使徒性、正统性和大公性。
And all detected forgeries, even if they were orthodox,
所有伪造的文件，就算他有正统。
Were automatically rejected.
都是自动去剔除的。
The ancient church's criteria should guide Christians today as well.
古代教会的这个范畴应该是我们今天的范畴。
And finally, ancient Christians, like modern Christians, had the Holy Spirit.
最后，这个古代的基督徒和我们一样，都是有圣灵的。
He gives us a super rational appreciation of what is Scripture.
他给我们一个超理性对圣经的欣赏。
And the Word of God has the ring of truth in it.
而佢系可信性嘅。
唔该晒。
All right, and I've got to translate the rest of the stuff now.
What's that?
Q&A session, right?
Yeah. Go ahead, Tim.
跟住而家咧係Q&A 時間，大家忍咗好耐，咁所以大家可以放膽去問啦。咁我哋童工咧，你舉手，我哋咧就會有麥傳到你手中噶啦。唔知有冇人問題咧？特別可能頭先嗰個，你唔知啦。呢度前面有。
我想問一下咧，約翰福音嗰段咧，即係經文喺即係頭先講嗰段行淫嘅婦人咧，咁其實係八世紀嘅時候之後先出現噶嘛。咁但係點解即係其實係幾時係發現咗佢係喺嗰個經卷度？其實一直都係而家我哋即係點解佢會係即係點解會多之後會多咗出嚟嗰一段？點解多咗出嚟咯？係因為啲文士覺得係即係覺得佢自己覺得係寫落去啊，定係其實即係好似頭先咁講係路加福音嗰度，定係某啲四福音書度唔知係點樣係揾翻出嚟，點樣擺嗰度，定係點啊？我就呢、這個有少少亂。
Is it because the scribe liked the story so much, or is it because it was Luke material, so it somehow was in there that was taken out to John, or is it some other gospel?
仲有
sources. One more question.
Yeah, you're only allowed one question. I think Luke had access to a form of this story.
我認為咧，路加咧係有呢一個嘅故事嘅一個嘅來源嘅。
And this gets a little bit complicated. I'll try to simplify it as best I can.
呢個係一啲複雜嘅議題，不過盡量將佢簡化。
But it seems that it belonged to a special source that he used.
似乎咧係喺佢一個嘅特別佢一個嘅源頭嗰度攞嚟嘅。
And there's traces of the style of language of that source in his gospel。
喺嗰個嘅來源咧，我哋都揾到嗰種嘅寫作手法嘅。
And this seems to fit that special source。
似乎咧就係嗰個特別嘅來源啦。
The article by Kyle Hughes that I posted on this about coming from the Gospel of Luke。
頭先 Kyle Hughes 嗰個文章裏面咧有提到係佢提議佢係有路加裏面嚟嘅。
Or at least that Luke had access to this material。
起碼路加咧有睇過呢啲咁樣嘅文獻。
He argued that Luke's version wasn't as interesting as what we see in the Gospel of John now。
他認為咧，路加嗰個嘅版本咧，即係比起我哋今天所喺約翰裏面見到版本係冇咁有趣嘅。
That the woman may have been caught in some sin, but we don't know what kind.
可能係個女人咧，只係被即係因著其他不知名嘅罪去被拉咗，但唔係呢一種嘅罪。
And that the Pharisees did not leave from the oldest to the youngest.
而法利賽人咧冇由老到幼咧去離開呢個現場。
Luke has a very good emphasis, a strong emphasis.On Jesus' love for women, a proper love for women.
路加咧有一個好強嘅一個嘅重點，就係耶穌特別去愛女性嘅。
But this just didn't seem to impress Luke as that significant of a story.
但係，似乎對路加嚟講咧，佢覺得呢個唔係一個咁重要嘅故事。
There was another version of the story that seemed to get conflated with this to make a new version.
呢個第二個版本咧，似乎又同其他嘢擺埋一齊，有個新嘅版本。
And that probably got done in about the 3rd century.
可能喺三世紀裏面咧去完成嘅。
So consequently, that's what we get in our Gospels is two stories combined into one.
因此咧喺福音書裏面咧，似乎係兩個故事喺埋一齊。
And I'd have to say there's a strong historical basis for the story of the woman caught in adultery.
我要強調嘅就係呢件事本身嘅真實性咧係好強嘅。
But I don't know if the whole thing is historical.
但我唔認為成件事係真實嘅。佢哋唔係好明啊！我they don't really understand. 等我再講下啦，即係話咧，佢意思係話本個故事入面有好強嘅歷史嘅元素，但係成件事就唔係完完全全咁樣嘅發生咁嘅意思。
咁第二個問題就係想問一下，因為其實即係新約嘅時候都引咗一啲係即係唔係即係我哋個偽經或者次經入邊啦。咁其實點解即係呢一方面我哋點樣理解咧？ 點樣理解作者都需要引花啲刺經喺入邊？
即係新約用嗰刺經嘅意思係咪咁樣？
係啊係啊。
He says the New Testament. She says the New Testament.
佢引述啊，佢唔係。
Jude seems to quote from the book of 1st Enoch.
猶大書咧係引用以諾一書嘅。
And it's a very difficult problem for us to deal with.
係對我嚟講一個好難搞嘅問題。
1st Enoch existed before the New Testament did.
以諾一書咧喺新約之前嘅。
And Jude says the seventh from Adam, Enoch, prophesied.
猶大書裏面咧，佢講話失特咧呢個嘅。
There's a number of different theories as to what Jude is actually doing.
有好幾個嘅理論咧，佢講到咧猶大點解引用呢個嘅書卷。
But my understanding is this.
我睇法就係。
And I'm very tentative about this.
我都唔係好肯定嘅。
I think Jude knew that this was not by Enoch.
我諗咧猶大咧知道咧呢一個唔係由以諾寫成嘅。
And his readers probably knew this too.
佢嘅讀者都似乎應該知。
And so he simply says, this is something that we know about. Everybody knows about this prophecy by Enoch, supposedly. And it, even this is telling the truth. Now, Paul does something similar when he writes to Titus. And he says, as one of their own says, Cretans are evil and lazy.
这个的 Cretans.
Cretans from Crete.
The Cretans. 就是那些克里特人呢他们不在那边。克里特人呢、就是他们都是 lazy, right?
Yeah, lazy.
他们都懒的。
Gluttonous, you know.
又好吃懒飞了。
So that doesn't mean that he's saying what this classical author said is now scripture.
但这不代表这个古典的作者呢 是圣经。
He's just agreeing with it.
他只是同意而已。
This happens in Acts chapter 17.
这个《使徒行传》十七章都是这样的。
When Paul says, one of your own philosophers has to the unknown God.
保罗和雅典的人讲，即是这个你们其中一位的古典的哲学家都这么讲的。
So we do see this kind of a thing, but they never, ever, ever call it scripture.
虽然他们引用，但他从来都不会叫这个做圣经。
The only books that they call scripture are the Old Testament and the New Testament in a couple of places.
他唯一说这样的圣经就是旧约圣经、新约圣经。好，其他不知道其他人有问题。
Way back there.
我帮我隔离的姊妹问的问题。不是，我帮柯南问。问题就是。
Where is this person? He's hiding.
He's
Here. So I actually asked this on behalf of the lady sitting next to me because she cannot speak.
Okay.
喺天主教有五本书啦，即系佢嘅问题系而我哋冇用嘅。咁佢想问呢五本系咪正经，即系正典嚟嘅？
There's actually 14 or 15 books in the Catholic canon that we don't have in ours.
在天主教正典裡面我們沒有的。
But they are part of their Old Testament, not New Testament.
這個是他們的舊約的正典，不是我們的新約正典。
And even Catholics call them deuterocanonical.
即使天主教徒都是叫他們做刺經，是不是應該叫？不好意思，不太熟。
In other words, they recognize them as not quite as canonical as the rest of the Old Testament.
他们都知道这件事是不够我们所拥有的旧约那个的那么有正典权威性。
But the New Testament is exactly alike for the Catholics and the Protestants.
但天主教和新教徒呢，我们的新约圣经是完全一样的。
我只是想問一個問題啫。啟示錄頭先講咗係 Book of Life 同埋 Tree of Life 嘅兩個嘅意思咧，有乜分別？係咪 Tree of Life 先啱噶？
哦。In Revelation 22:19，
啟示錄廿二章十九節
，John is saying that person who takes away from the words of the prophecy，
約翰咧係話任何人咧去將呢度嘅預言所拎走。
God will take away from his share in the tree of life。
咁咧上帝咧就會讓佢哋從呢一個嘅就係生命樹裏邊刪除或者剔除啦。
You got it?
Sort of. Trying to open the Bible.
Yeah.
Oh, they get all that. It's okay. We'll continue on.
Not from the book of life.
但唔係咧呢個嘅生命冊裏面，係生命樹咯。
That's what's found only in the King James Bible and the Textus Receptus that Erasmus did.
呢個咧係喺呢一個嘅音定譯本同埋喺呢一個嘅頭先 Ivan 點譯嘅，我唔記得咗個字啦。
And it's possible to read Book of Life as saying if a person doesn't have a share in that, he could lose his salvation.
如果係生命拆過咧，就係話嗰個人可能嗰個地位唔好肯定嘅，佢可能可以咧會冇咗救恩。
But that's not what the Book of Revelation even talks about.
啟示錄根本都唔係咁講嘅。好，其他。
Andy had a question.
Better
let the pastor speak. Oh.
呢邊先，跟住呢邊。
Dr. Wallace, sorry to ask this question. I think most of the external evidence is quite, we are quite convinced that probably the passage of the woman caught in adultery is not in the text of John. I just raise some evidence, which is, you know, the other way to say mm-hmm. this. And I just wanted you to address this. For example, in the...
Codex Basilea,
D has it, is about 4th century, about
5th century, probably century. First decade of 5th century.
And also Augustine's and Ambrose, they are the church father, they are about in the 4th century and mm-hmm. late 4th century. And also, you mentioned that the very important translation, Greek translation, is based on Codex Sinaiticus, which is date back to about 4th century. That means that is two sources, two sides of sources, which is very close in the similar period.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know the Codex Sinaiticus is more authoritative in a certain sense. But how do you balance these two weaknesses?
Well, I think... Oh, you want to translate that?
好簡單講啦，即係簡即係話頭先阿朱牧師就提到就係話喺其他嘅外證裏面咧，無論係有個幾重要嘅手抄本 D 啦，或者咧係一啲嘅西乃抄本同埋一啲嘅教父咧，都好似有提過，佢都幾早期嘅五世紀左右。咁唔知呢個點樣去平衡呢個睇法咧？咁就簡單嚟講咁。
It's not just Codex D, it's also Codex W that has this.
And
that's a late 4th or early 5th century manuscript. But our earliest manuscripts, the papyri P66 and
P75,
don't have this manuscript, or don't have this passage. And Codex Vaticanus doesn't have it.
系啦，呢个另一个嘅梵蒂冈抄本都冇嘅。
Codex Sinaiticus does not have it。
其实西亚抄本都冇嘅。
Now what's interesting is when P75 was discovered in the 1950s。
当1975年咧，呢个蒲草纸75被揾到嘅时候
，it really we discovered that it has the closest relationship to Codex Vaticanus of any other manuscript。
佢咧嘅系好接近咧，就系呢一个梵蒂冈抄本嘅。
And P75 is written about AD 225, right around there.
P75 is 275年写成的。
Vaticanus about AD 350.
梵蒂冈抄本是350年写成。
But we know that Codex Vaticanus is not a copy of P75.
我们知道梵蒂冈抄本不是 P75 的即是起源不是那里来的。
It has older wording than P75 in many places.
梵蒂岡抄本有一些比較舊的字眼在裡面是舊過 P75 的。
And this shows that they're going back to an ancestor that's older than either one of them.
即是說呢它這裡似乎呢是這兩個的根源都是再舊一點的。
And then when you add Codex Sinaiticus and P66,
當你加埋咧披羅六同埋呢個西乃抄本擺落去嘅時候
，I think we can clearly say that the John's Gospel without the story，
我哋似乎可以好清晰咁樣講咧，即係約翰福音冇呢個故仔咧
，already existed that way at the very beginning of the second century。
喺起碼二世紀初已經係咁樣樣。
Go ahead。
Yeah, another finding I just want to verify the by Dr. Wallace is there's articles that's written in about 2009. It has a discovery. I know the statistic. I don't know for sure. Please verify this. It states that 95.9% of the manuscript about the woman caught in adultery was in the section of John 7:53-8:11. So it seems like there's some majority of the manuscript is in Gospel of John. I know the argument that may be written by Luke or other places. I just want to see how you see this.
係個第二個問題就係咧喺2009年一個嘅文章裏面咧提到咧有95.9% 嘅。嘅抄本咧都係有呢個故事嘅，咁唔知點評論咧咁。
I think scribes were looking for a place for this passage where it belonged best。
我認為咧，即係呢個文士去抄嘅時候咧，佢好想咧去揾呢個故事咧點樣先至係最貼近，應該擺喺邊個位度。
And most of them landed on this very place。
大部分咧擺喺呢一個位度。
But when you actually look at the style of language, it fits with Luke's gospel much better.
但你從佢嘅即係文字嘅呢個嘅風格裏面咧，佢係一個路加嘅風格嚟嘅。
And we have a whole family of manuscripts that puts it after Luke 21:38.
有一大扎嘅同一個系統嘅一啲嘅抄本裏面咧，擺喺路加福音裏面。
Now the very fact that there are some manuscripts, it's not a matter of the numbers; it's a matter of the fact.
其實唔係數字嘅問題，而係你見到即係反而係呢件事發生咗。
That place it in a number of different locations，
就係佢擺喺唔同嘅位置呢個事實。
That raises a question about its authenticity，
就令人問咧到底佢嘅真實性有幾高啦。
It's not proof against its authenticity，
佢唔係話
It's not proof against the authenticity。
呢個唔係一個佢話佢完全唔真實嘅一個嘅證據。
But it does raise a significant question。
但真係問一條好重要嘅問題。
If this passage actually was written by John after John 7:52，
如果呢一個真係係七章五十二節之後約翰自己寫嘅
，How did it get into Luke's Gospel？
點解會喺路加福音出現嘅咧
？How did it get put as an independent passage between Luke and John？
點解會有時甚至乎擺喺路加同埋約翰中間嘅咧？約翰福音中間嘅話？
How did it get placed in three different locations in John 7?
甚至乎喺約翰福音七章裏面有三個唔同嘅位置出現咧。
And how did it get placed at the end of all four Gospels?
點解有時甚至乎係獨立地喺四個福音書之後出現嘅咧
？We don't have any other passage that does that kind of thing in the Gospels.
冇任何嘅經文都係咁樣處理嘅。
So I have some serious questions about just because it's mostly there, that doesn't mean that it's even authentic.
我有個問題就係，就算係有好多嘅抄本係咁講，但係唔代表佢係個嘅真實嘅。
係多謝 Dr. Wallet。咁我哋今日所睇嘅聖經咧，就好影響到我哋點樣認識我哋嘅上帝。咁我想問，即係喺
請你行喺中間，睇你唔到
喎。It's a real person。
我
想知道就係，即係縱使我哋可能我哋去發現呢啲經文嘅過程，涉及好多人為嘅工作、人為嘅一啲篩選啦。咁當中有冇啲證據可以支持到其實呢啲嘅我哋發現呢啲經文嘅同時，其實有上帝工作喺裏邊咧？同埋喺你咁多年嘅研究當中，除了在理性之外，其實是什麼的原因是令到你很堅信我們今天所看的聖經，即使是流傳了這麼久，也都涉及很多人為的工作當中，你都堅信這件事是真理的。
你的意思是不只是那段七章三十五節，你講普遍性來講嘛？
In general. And so
God's hand in the transmission process. And throughout your study,
你第二條問題係咩？唔好意思，係唔係好聽得太？第二條係咪講緊話，即係喺個過程裏面，你揾到嘅係咩啊？即係人為嘅過程裏面，
即使係好多人為嘅介入咧，咁喺我哋發現呢啲經文嘅同時，即係除咗理性之外咧，你係點樣？點解會堅信呢啲都係真理咧？
I believe that it's the original text that is the inspired word of God to the very words.
我認為咧，即係句句都係神嘅話語，神話神聖靈感動嘅話語咧，係喺原初嘅原稿上面。
But even translations that are duplicating exactly what the apostles meant.
就算咧，呢個翻譯咧係完全翻譯咗使徒嘅話語，或者使徒所寫嘅嘢。
We can say that's the word of God.
我都可以話咧，呢個係神嘅話語。
And I think we can also say, in general, our Bibles are the Word of God. Every Bible is the Word of God.
我哋普遍嚟講咧，我哋都可以話咧，我哋手上面嗰聖經係神嘅話語嚟嘅。
One of the things I found fascinating is this.
我發現一樣好得意嘅嘢就係
，The Holy Spirit has so superintended over the transmission of Scripture.
聖靈咧喺整個嘅即係文本抄寫嘅過程裏面咧，係可以話一個完全嘅存在啦，或者係個監督嘅過程啦。
That even the worst translations by the most sectarian groups，
即使咧係最流派式嘅一啲嘅好最差嘅翻譯咧
，cannot erase the truth of Scripture，
都不能夠將聖經裏面嘅真理咧去刪除。
I have shown, do you have Jehovah's Witnesses here in Hong Kong?
香港有耶證㗎嘛，係咪？
I have shown Jehovah's Witnesses in their own Bible.
我曾經咧去展示過俾耶和華見證人喺佢哋自己本聖經裏面。
That Jesus is called God.
耶穌咧係神。
And of course that shocks them that it would be in their own Bible. They tried to get rid of that.
當然啦，呢個咧係即係對佢嚟講好大震驚啦嚇。
But the Holy Spirit has so superintended over Scripture that they can't even get rid of that.
但聖靈的工作是神奇到一個地步，即使他們是異端，在他們的聖經裡面都能夠去證明神耶穌是神。
And I'd also say that the scribes over the centuries try to do a careful job.
我會說其實文士在整個歷史裡面都是很盡力去做好他的本分的。
And with my many years of working with the manuscripts,
在我這麼多年去做抄抄本的過程，
I would have to say their devotion to Scripture.
他們對聖經的一個的熱忱
And to Jesus Christ is truly inspiring to me.
同埋對耶穌基督的熱忱是一個非常之令人鼓舞同埋去激動人心的。
So we might disagree on is it this word or this word.
我們可以不同意是這個字還是那個字。
But overall we know this is the word of God.
但我整體來說我們知道這個是神的話語。好 in the middle.
Good afternoon, Doctor. Thank you for your talks. And I would like to have two questions. Maybe I ask the first one and then like, afterwards I ask the second. I would like to ask, like, what are the exact methods of judging or proving that two writers, the writing, no matter in syntax or lexical differences or the literary differences, appeared in, like,Mark or in John, that you can assure that they should be written by two persons. Like, what are your exact methods? That how do you prove that? Because, like, I know in some like Asian texts in Chinese that they would use some like statistical method to like plot some whatever graphs to show that like the vocabulary differences in it. So I would like to ask about this. And how would you speculate that the first person would put in the addition of the story in John, like what was his intention in adding this story into the Bible? Thank you.
You want to translate?
要唔要翻嚟噶？即系简单啲嚟讲咧，就系第一个系有啲乜嘢好有啲咩嘅方法咧，可以去分析系咪话约翰 compare 去比较约翰同埋马，例如约翰同马可咁样嘅手抄本，例如点样去 compare 佢哋
或者我自己翻譯。
你講啦，不如你講啦，係最好係嘛？
我第一條問題有兩 part 嘅，第一個 part 咧就係、是我哋點樣知道有啲乜嘢方法可以知道佢哋，譬如話文學啊、修辭啊、用字方面，點解我哋可以斷定佢兩個係兩個人唔同寫出嚟嘅篇章嚟嘅？第二咧就係、是、唔知道 doctor 點樣去估計點解第一個人要將一個咁樣嘅故事加入去約翰福音入面，佢究竟有啲乜嘢目的咧
？Oh, he asked the question. Okay, that's good. Yeah, he should. Well, there's no single method that we use to try to determine whether someone wrote these words or not.
冇一個單一嘅方法咧，去決定係咪呢個人寫嘅咧。
There's a number of tests that we apply to determine this.
有好多唔同嘅測試咧，我哋去用嘅。
For example, the vocabulary is one of those issues.
例如佢用啲咩嘅詞語啦。
But in Mark 16:9 through 20, we might expect some different vocabulary.
例如馬可十六章九至二十節咧，我哋應該會期待咧有啲唔同嘅字眼嘅。
After all, it's the first time we see Jesus raised from the dead.
呢個第一次咧，我哋見到耶穌從死裏復活。
So we'll expect vocabulary that relates to that that we didn't see earlier in the gospel.
似乎咧，我哋應該會見到一啲字眼咧，或者字詞咧，喺之前我哋見唔到嘅。
But I think it's some of the words that are the connectors, the conjunctions, and the prepositions, this kind of thing.
似乎咧係一啲反而嗰啲細嗰啲字眼啊，嗰啲連接詞啊，嗰啲嘅 preposition 係中文係咩啊？前置詞係我英文好屎嘅，我即係preposition in English, the Chinese is hard, anyways.
I knew the word 前置詞。Come on,、yeah. you gotta get that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Wallace, the Chinese genius.
Those are ways in which people write and think, and they don't vary from that very much.
佢用嗰啲反而用嗰啲個細微嘅字咧，係個個人都可能用法係有啲唔同嘅。
So all of a sudden, when we see some differences in that kind of vocabulary,
如果我哋見到喺嗰啲嘅嘢上面咧有啲唔同嘅話咧
，then it tells us, oh, there's something interesting going on here.
咁我哋就發覺啊，似乎有啲嘢喺度做緊啦。
And we see differences in the syntax, the way the sentences are put together.
例如啲當啲字詞擺埋一齊，一啲文法上面我睇嘅時候咧
，the length of the sentences, the kinds of words that are used, the kinds of verbs that are used.
到咧段一句嘢幾長啦，用嗰啲咩嘅動詞啦，佢用嗰啲咩嘅字詞啦。
We also look at the style of writing.
佢點樣寫嘅？佢嘅風格啦。
Mark has a lively, vivid, very personal style of writing.
馬可咧係一好動人嘅，寫得好。好動感嘅寫得應該話。
And I would say verses 9 through 20 of Mark 16 do not fit that style at all.
馬可福音二十章九至二十節咧係完全唔符合呢個風格嘅。
One of my doctoral students actually wrote his entire dissertation on this.
其中一個博士生咧係成用成個嘅博士論文寫呢樣嘢。
300 pages.
三百頁。
On whether Mark 16:9 through 20 fits Mark's style of writing.
到底十六章九至二十節咧係唔係符合咧馬可嘅寫作風格？
He went through every word, every phrase, every clause.
每個字啦，每個一句嘢啦，啊，每個唔同嘅。I hate those English terms. clause, phrase. They get all that.
And he found that there were some things that, yeah, this could fit Mark.
咁佢話發現咗啲嘢咧，呢個咧都似乎咧係合乎馬可嘅喎。
But most things, he said, no, this is not the way Mark writes.
但係大部分嘅嘢咧就唔係呢個，唔係馬可寫嘅。
And when we compared it to other passages in Mark's Gospel,
當我對比咧馬可福音其他嘅經文經卷嘅時候，經文嘅時候
，we find that it's different, more different than any other passage in Mark.
我哋發現咧，即係佢係反而係更加唔同嘅對於馬可其他嘅經文裏面。
So I would say this is a cumulative argument.
所以擺埋落去係累積去擺落去嘅一個嘅論證。
It's adding all the data together.
係擺埋所有嘅數據擺埋一齊。
And there are in fact some who say, okay.We think Mark 16:9 through 20 is scripture.
如果有啲人講咧，馬可福音十六章九至二十節咧係聖經。
But they recognize that the style is so different from Mark's gospel.
但係佢發現咧，即係馬可福音十六章九至十節咧，嗰個風格咁唔同咧。
That they say somebody else wrote it.
咁佢就話其他人寫嘅。
And it was written because Mark died before he could finish his gospel.
因為咧，馬可寫完最尾嗰段嘅時候死咗啦。
It's an interesting speculation.
幾有趣嘅推測。
But I really don't think it fits the evidence. But you can see why people would want to say that.
但係咧，我覺得應該唔係咁樣。不過你估到大概點解啲人會咁樣去寫，咁樣講。
Now, the second question had to do with why does the story of the woman caught in adultery get in John's Gospel? It was a favorite passage in the ancient church as well. And they wanted it to go in the Bible. It's a passage that scribes said, oh, this is so important, we have to put it in there someplace.
So that's
how I would explain it, that, oh, they believe this story is true.
我们就这么看,
and so that's why it finds several different homes in the Gospels.
所以它找到很多不同的地方去发现到它出现。
Thank you. Maybe I asked the second question, actually.
No, no, you only get two, no more.
That's two parts only, yeah, two parts.
Okay, you have
discussion.
Chocolates?
Yeah, I'd like
dark,
to ask...
Dark chocolate, please, yes.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'd like to ask about... You have mentioned the importance of apostolicity. I would like to ask, like, in the Old Testament, I don't find, like, we would expect an apostle or the associate of apostles would write, like, we believe that maybe the Holy Spirit would, like, with the writer, so they write the Bible. So I'd like to ask, like, why some books like the Shepherd of Hermas, like, which is a bit like orthodoxical and also which Catholicity, and then like it is widely accepted and for such a like two centuries. So I would like to ask why only by the reasons, because it didn't say that it was written by some apostles or the associates. So it shouldn't be rejected by that sole reason. So I would like to ask what was the importance of apostolicity, and also like how would you recommend us to treat these kind of books like the Shepherd of Hermas? What are their values? Thank you. Thank you.
唔該曬。
You translated that pretty well.
He should really get up here.
He's doing a good job. I forgot the question. Oh no. Well, the Shepherd of Hermas was very famous in the early centuries. We have more copies of the Shepherd of Hermas than we do the Gospel of Mark in the first three centuries. But there's also a very good reason for that. The Shepherd of Hermas is a huge book. It's much, much larger than the Gospel of Mark. And so you could have a portion here, and a portion here, and a portion there. And it might not be, but proportionally, it might be equal to how much we have of Mark in the early centuries. But here's the real question about the Shepherd of Hermas. As I mentioned, the Muratorian canon talks about the Shepherd of Hermas. And it says this is orthodox. It's accepted by the churches as an important work. But it was written in our own time. And so the Muratorian fragment is saying, even though it's orthodox, and even though it's popular, we do not read it as authoritative as scripture in the churches.
所以咧，穆拉多利嘅書目裏邊咧，佢所講嘅就係，即使佢係正統性，佢亦都好廣受教會接受，但係咧，我睇佢嘅時候咧，佢係冇其他嘅正典咁有權威性。
Now I would argue this.
咁我會咁去論證。
I'd say with the death of the last apostle.
當最後一個使徒死咗嘅時候。
The Holy Spirit stopped inspiring Scripture. And so when John the Apostle died,
當約翰使徒死咗嘅時候
，no more was there inspired scripture，
已經再冇咧，即係被感動嘅，被聖靈感動嘅聖經啦。
And I look at the Old Testament in the same way。
我睇埋舊約都係咁嘅。
With the death of the last prophet，
最後一個先知死嘅時候
，no longer do we have inspired scripture for the Old Testament，
就唔會再有呢一個嘅聖靈感動嘅經文。
And this is one of the reasons why I believe very strongly。That the ancient church got it right about apostolicity.
So this is I am very strong in believing that the early church standard for apostolicity.
It has to be a first century document written by an apostle or an associate of an apostle.
This must be the first century document written by an apostle or an associate of an apostle.
And only then can we consider it to be inspired.
This must be the first century document written by an apostle or an
係，多多 Wallace 你好。咁咧，我哋即係沃福咧都有一本書，就係福音聖言經。主要嚟講係都係俾一啲未信嘅人去教佢哋嘅。咁但係裡面其中一課正正用咗《楊福音》呢一章節去做一個課題。咁既然如果呢、章節本身我哋都確定唔喺個原文裡面嘅時候，我哋應該點樣處理呢一課咧？即係我哋係可以繼續用啦，一話我哋唔應該，我 skip 咗佢啊。又或者係我哋攞另一段經文去貼翻落去咧。
What were they laughing?
Because it was written by our former senior pastor.
Ah.
He was very well with
them. Well, I better not answer that question.
我諗我都係唔答啦。
My own view is this.
我睇法就係
I largely agree with the Muratorian canon.
我大部分都係同意呢個穆拉多利嘅書目。
If something was not written by an apostle or an associate of an apostle，
如果唔係由使徒或者使徒嘅親信寫成咧
，If it's not inspired scripture，
如果唔係呢個嘅聖靈感動嘅聖經
，Then we do not teach it as authoritative。
咁我哋就唔會當佢係權威性咁教。
But can we still talk about this？
我哋可唔可以傾談呢樣嘢咧
？Yes， we can。
可以噶。
I think every October 31st, I do something like that.
每年嘅十月三號我都做呢樣嘢嘅。
If I'm preaching at a church and it's right around October 31st,
如果我喺教會講到咧喺十月三號左右
，I will talk about Martin Luther and the Reformation.
我會講呢個宗教改革同埋馬丁路德。
That's not scripture.
呢個唔係聖經嘅。
But it's important for us to talk about also.
但我哋可以講嘅。
And he is not an authority like Scripture is.
佢完全冇權，佢冇比起聖經完全冇咁權威。
But he's one who rediscovered the authority and the clarity of Scripture.
但係佢重新去發現呢個聖經嘅權威同埋清晰性。
So others may have a different view on this.
其他人可能又唔係咁睇嘅。
But if they don't believe that John wrote the story of the woman caught in adultery,
但係如果係相信咧，約翰冇寫到呢個故事嘅話
，then I think they should not treat it as Scripture.
咁我哋應該唔當佢係聖經。
They may treat it as historical.
我係可以當佢係一個歷史嘅文獻。
And again, not all evangelicals think it's not authentic.
但係咧，唔係所有嘅福音派嘅人咧，都當都睇佢為唔係應該係正典入面嘅。即係，但有啲人覺得佢應該係。
There are some who believe this is actually part of the original Gospel of John.
有啲人會覺得呢個真係喺約翰福音原本嘅原稿裡面嘅。
And so all of us need to have a humble attitude about this.
我哋應該大家有一個謙虛嘅心去互相去學習。
I may be wrong about my view on this passage.
我可能錯嘅。
And someone who believes it's authentic could be wrong about their view.
如果我覺得呢個係真實嘅，都可能係錯嘅。
So if they teach this passage as scripture,
如果我係當係聖經咁教咧
，I think they need to make sure that they find other passages.
咁首先咧，我哋要揾咗其他嘅經文。
That show that Jesus forgives sins.
佢講咧耶穌有赦罪。
That protects us when we teach.
咁佢即係將我哋保護我哋咧喺教導嘅時候。
Because we are still basing what we're teaching on the principles taught in the Word of God.
因為我哋仍然咧都係依靠即係聖神嘅話語裏面所教嘅原則，就係咁啦。喺呢度。
係。
Can you see him?
Okay.Thank you, Dr. Wallace. 咁我有個問題咧，就係關於即係頭先講初期教會去揾有啲書卷係應該喺聖經入邊嗰陣時，佢話有三個嘅 原則啊嘛，即第一就係使徒寫噶啦，第二就係orthodox 即係咁之後第三就係即我唔係好記得啲字，大公性咁即
係。You failed the quiz.
Okay, sorry. 咁我個問題係係咪三樣嘢缺一不可咧？咁即係如果有一份嘢係。即係大部分人都認為係使徒寫，咁而大部分人都接受呢一份嘢嘅，咁但係佢可能唔夠大公性咁樣，咁又點解唔擺落去聖經入邊咧？咁同埋有冇啲例子可以俾到我哋咧？
一個非常之好問題。
I think I'm not. I don't. I did not invent these categories.
我冇去發明或者創造呢啲咁樣嘅呢啲嘅。
This is what we have observed through the reading of the Church Fathers.
即係我哋咧去觀察咧去早期教會嘅觀所見到嘅嘢。
And so I would say the way the Holy Spirit has worked through the history of the Church.
我話咧，我哋見到聖靈咧喺歷世代教會嘅工作。
Is by using these three criteria of discovery.
係用呢三個條件咧去或者呢三個範圍咧去發現嘅。
And so if it meets apostolicity, orthodoxy, and catholicity,
咁就係呢頭先嗰三個啦，聖徒性、正統性、大公性。
Then the church would regard it as scripture.
如果有呢三個嘅標準都達到咧，咁教會咧就會當佢係聖經啦。
Do we have examples where the church accepted it as scripture that meet only two of those criteria?
到底有冇教會係接受呢一樣嘢係即係基於可能只係中咗兩個嘅話咧？有冇咧
？The closest we have.Are those books that were not completely accepted by the church early on?
最近嘅例證咧，就係嗰五本唔係完全被接受嘅，唔係被所有教會接受嘅五本書。
But ultimately, they did meet the criterion of Catholicity.
但最尾咧，佢係因著大公性咧去即係被接受。
And Second Peter is the premier example.
彼得後書就係一個最佳嘅例子啦。
It was not.Fully accepted by the church early on.
佢早期咧唔係完全咧被教會接受嘅。
Because the several people thought Peter actually did not write this.
因為有啲人咧覺得彼得冇寫過嘅。
So it wasn't accepted because they thought it didn't meet the criterion of apostolicity.
咁所以佢喺基於呢樣嘢咧係具爭議嘅。
But as they came to recognize, no, this probably is by Peter.
嗱，最後佢覺得啊，呢個都應該係彼得寫嘅。
Then it got accepted, and therefore it met all three criteria.
跟住就接納咗，跟住就三個嘅條件都達到啦。
I'd like to raise an interesting question with doctoral students at Dallas Seminary.
咁我好對住我喺神學院裏面嘅博士生咧，我中意問呢個問題嘅。
And I'm not going to answer this. I'm just going to leave this for you, Andy, to deal with.
我係唔會答你嘅，我等你哋自己睇下點答。
So you get to do damage control after I'm gone.
所以朱博士就可以睇下點處理啦，善後工作。
Is there a damage control? In...
Yeah, sort of.
Okay, sort of. Okay. If Peter did not write 2 Peter,
如果彼得冇寫彼得後書
should we consider it as scripture?
我哋應唔應該擺佢喺正殿咧
？I won't answer that.
我唔會答噶。
I just leave it for you to think about.
咁大家自己諗下啦，恭喜你。That's a congratulations. You can ask.
But the ancient church.I know what they would say.
但係咧，古代教會我知道佢哋會點講。
It's say if Peter didn't write it,
如果
we reject it.
如果彼得冇寫嘅話咧，我哋會拒絕佢。OK， 最後一條問題 ，last question 好。好呢度
，testing， 係我啊啱嚟咗冇幾耐嘅，不過我心裏面有問題嘅嚇，可能之前已經答咗嘅，不過我想問嘅啫。我都好同意剛才三個原則啦。咁不過我有一個問題就係希伯來書咧。我好膚淺理解希伯來書，因為真係冇乜查過。希伯來書咧就我哋 so far 好似啦，係咪個作者邊個作者？我哋唔係好肯定。如果用使徒權威依個原則，我哋會唔會有啲嘅問題喺度咧？
係
咪可能我錯嘅？
因為尋日答咗啦，所以咧就我就諗緊到底答埋，因為頭先有人舉手，所以到底應該答咗你。可能如果唔介意，就可能聽翻錄音咁就好啲。
OK， 好。
因為呢度有就問題。
Okay， so that means that's not the last question. We'll get one more.
Sorry. Did I abuse you?
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
We'll take one more question.
最後一個啦。
我想請問可唔可以簡單咁樣評一評論唔同英文嘅聖經譯本，同埋佢會推薦邊一個譯本？
Can you briefly comment on different translations, English translations, and would you recommend any of it? In that Bible, I think.
You want to know all about English translations?
The main ones.
The main ones. Okay. For those of you who know English well,
如果你識英文或者睇過英文好。
The first translation I recommend
我第一本會介紹的
is the King James Bible.
这个钦定译本。
No, I'm serious.
这个认真的。
Because the King James Bible tells so much of the literary background of English as it is today.
因为呢钦定译本呢是真的可以告诉你到真的英文怎么影响到今天的英语世界。
It's not the most accurate translation.
它不是一个最好的翻译。
But it's beautiful literature.
但写得很漂亮。
In fact, one scholar said this is the only literary piece of work in English ever produced by a committee.
事實上咧，有一啲嘅學者去講話，即係呢一個係一個最美麗嘅寫作或者嘅作品咧，係由一個委員會造成嘅。
So if you want to learn English idioms and good culture in English, you should own a King James Bible.
如果你係一個有想學下啊有文化等等嘅嘢咧，咁你就可以試下睇呢個啦。
But if this is the way you speak,
但如果你咁講嘢嘅話咧，
then nobody will understand you.
冇人會明你講乜嘅。
So modern translations.
好，現代嘅譯本。
I would recommend probably three different translations.
我會提議三個嘅譯本。
There's several others that I like to use as well.
有其他我都好中意嘅。
But the first is probably the ESV, the English Standard Version.
第一個就係 ESV。
It's a good modern literary translation.
是一个很好的现代的译本。
It has understated elegance.
有种优美性在那里。
And then the second one would be the NIV, the New International Version.
第二是 NIV.
That's the most readable English translation, I think, that's still accurate.
最易看也是都仍然是准确的。
And I think NIV 2 is the most accurate. Yeah.
最新的 NIV 即是2011年版，不是舊 NIV 版。
NIV 2011 is the one. Yeah.
2011.
And then the third one would be the Net Bible.
第三就是 Net Bible 啦。
Now you may not have heard of that one.
你可能未聽過呢本嘢。
And I'm here to tell you all about the Net Bible.
我可以話俾你聽過 Net Bible 嘅。
Because I was the senior New Testament editor of the Net Bible.
因為我係一個高級嘅一個編輯。
But it has more footnotes than any other translation in any language.
佢喺任何嘅語言嘅聖經裏邊，佢都有極都冇佢咁多嘅註腳。
Over 60,000 footnotes.
超過60,000個註腳。
And I understand those have not been translated into Chinese.
係啊，有啲咧好似冇完全翻譯喺中文度。
But you can see them online. If you can read English, it'll be helpful to you.
如果睇英文咧，你可以 online 睇到嘅 Net Bible。
I think that's probably the best study Bible.
呢个咧作为一个研读版嘅圣经系最好嘅。
So one is good for memorizing the ESV.
好容易记得 ESV。
One is good for reading from the NIV.
如果从睇嘅角度咧，就系 NIV。
One is good for studying the Net Bible.
如果想研读嘅话，就 Net Bible 啦。
And one is good if you want to speak archaic English, the King James.
如果想读想讲古代英文咧，就钦定译本啦。
Thank you very much.
好，唔该晒咁多位。好。我哋教會想感謝呢個嘅 Dr. Wallace 啦，咁所以我哋想邀請我哋嘅堂主任朱牧師咧就致謝咁樣嘅，或者影張相，我哋 take a picture。佢明中文嘅。嚇，影一張，揾冇，一個招，有個 shade 喺度，我哋影一張。
那個卡咧係代表窩福堂致贈，亦都代表所有嚟臨今日嘅弟兄姊妹。我諗今日真係好多唔同嘅其他教會嘅弟兄姊妹都嚟到。Dr. Wallace 咧就係即係講咗好多好學術性嘅，但我想問大家，你會唔會覺得悶啊 ？Dr. Wallace, they enjoy all the your talks, and even though it's so academic, 啊，我想我真的想不到可以在这么学术 的一些课题呢可以你不累的，我想象不到、啊、这个第一 我真的很 appreciate Dr. Wallace。 另外呢就是、我们也想想呢、就是在个讲座当中、Dr. Wallace 很强调一件事，就是圣经是神所默示的，不单止这样，整个的正典都是神所引领所有的教会在圣灵引导之下有我们今天的圣经，所以很宝贵我们今天有手上的圣经能够是 很有确信的 去研读、所以我们好好即是完了这个课题，我想最重要就是我们有了这么宝贵神的话语，我们怎样去研读。那我很记得就、Dr. Wallace 就是说过 you mentioned that、we love God with all our soul, our spirit, our soul, our mind, and our strength, that included intellectual. 即系 Dr. Wallace 系啊，好强调咧，即系话我哋爱神咧系尽心尽性尽意尽力爱我哋神，其中包括咗我哋嘅脑袋啊。所以今日我哋听咗好多好多好学术性嘅课题吓，问呢个经文的鉴别是一个 很不容易的课题，但是我想我们努力的去用这些都是敬畏神，这些都是爱神的表现。盼望我们完了这些讲座，我们好好的研读神的话语，这么宝贵的话语在我们当中，我们就好好的研读。 Thank you Dr. Wallace again。 Shall we pray？ 我们一起祷告。天父，我们多谢你，我们今天一同的是敬畏你，因为你的话语是可敬可畏。从你的话语我们更加认识神，更加认识主耶稣基督，更加明白你自己的救恩。我们多谢你，我们愿意我们今天、这一次的、这个的 Bible 的这个的 conference， 我们给我们更加看到你自己、神的话语你几咁的看重，有几咁看重的给到我们一起的学习。求主你帮助，愿意你自己的话给我们更加努力的研读，很认真的研读，以致我们的生命得到改变，得到转化。我们多谢你，我们这样祈祷奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们、多谢各位的来临、我们的营会在这里结束，多谢。